Welcome to the 321 Biz Development Podcast. My name is Clarence Rick Napier, CEO of 321 Biz Dev LLC, located in Sacramento County, California. 321 Biz Dev LLC is a business development and sales industry think tank. Our business is people, our product is sales performance. 321 Sales Training and Business Development Services give white-collar business owners a refreshing experience in sales sophistication and simplicity. In other words, we tell salespeople exactly what they need to know and why they need to know it without any gimmicks or fluff. We know what the sales performance struggle is like because we were once there too. 321 is the company to call if you or your sales team want to master the following four main sales functions: contacting, prospecting, appointment setting, and closing. In addition to supporting white-collar business owners and salespersons, 321 features the most talented business professionals on our podcast from North America and from around the world. 321 BizDev services are available worldwide where the English language is spoken. Our website is 321bizdev.com, powered by sitemarket.com. Today's episode is powered by Jive Communications at jive.com. We can be reached toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 833-321-3212. We have over 64 hours of sales training and business development content on our podcast. We hope you enjoy today's podcast episode, the first 10 to 20 seconds of contacting and prospecting will be awkward. And we're going to talk about how contacting only takes 20 seconds and prospecting takes 5 minutes, no more than 5 minutes. So contacting and prospecting, this is a challenge for every salesperson, even me, but I know how to manage the anxiety and awkwardness of connecting with people on a B2B call, but especially face-to-face where people experience the most uneasiness. And when I mean face-to-face, I'm talking about connecting with people in public, like at the bank, at the restaurants, at the soccer field with the kids, or maybe even a networking session. So specifically, what is the awkwardness in the contacting and prospecting stages where you want to see if the person may be a good fit for your product or service? The challenge most salespeople have is actually thinking too much, and the other challenge is not knowing where the conversation is going to go next. I mean, thinking what the person will say if you approach him or her. And to double down on the part about not knowing where the conversation is going next, that too is a major challenge. So a lot of salespeople think to themselves, will this person yell at me for trying to start a conversation with them? Or will this person run from you shouting that someone just tried to sell me something? I know it sounds ridiculous and it's kind of hilarious, but that is what goes on in the minds of salespeople when they're thinking about connecting with someone in public. Or will the person just stare at you, making you look silly for even trying to connect with them? If you are in a public place like a bank, a restaurant, a coffee shop, or at a youth sporting event, or maybe at the supermarket, there is a 99.9% chance the person you are trying to connect with will not behave in the three ways I just described. Unless the person is an axe killer or a psychopath, most people will respond in a cordial, non-threatening manner. Of course, salespeople should not consider the response, "No, I'm not interested," as a super negative reply. You know, when you talk to someone about your business and they say, "Oh, I'm not interested in that," sometimes that is a killer. I mean, mentally, for new people, and if you're not prepared, or maybe your contacting and prospecting pitch was not polished, some salespeople, when they hear, "No, I'm not interested," they take that so personally. I know I once did. So I'm just letting you know, I once thought when I heard the words, no, I'm not interested, as a very negative reply, but it's not. People who do not want to meet have saved you lots of time when they say they're not interested. They've saved you lots of time. They've saved you brain power. Why would you want someone to lie or mislead you that there is some interest in your product or service when it's not true? Face-to-face prospecting in public is the most efficient, the most productive, the most responsive, the least expensive way to find new customers, especially if you are in a good-sized town or a metropolitan area. Face-to-face prospecting in public is a great way to find new clients if you are an attorney, an insurance agent, a realtor, a CPA, or a loan officer. I mentioned just a minute ago that prospecting is the most productive to find new clients. It's productive because there's no limit in how many people you can reach. You can connect with 5 people per hour, 20 people per day, 100 per week. I also mentioned that prospecting is an efficient way to learn if a contact has interest in your product or service. It's efficient because the salesperson will know immediately if prospecting leads to an appointment or not. Prospecting is 1,000 times more efficient than social media, traditional marketing, email marketing, or website marketing. Suppose the contact never opens your email. Suppose the person likes your post, but that's all the post meant to that person, that the post was appealing to the eyes. At least traditional marketing has a 1 to 3% response rate. So I'm talking about traditional advertising, which includes mailers, which includes radio commercials, which may also include some of these TV commercials that people buy. And that 1 to 3% response rate is way better than social media response rates or social media ROI, which as of August 29th, 2019, still no one can figure out how to calculate social media ROI. So how do you get through the first 20 seconds of prospecting awkwardness? The best way to get through the awkwardness is to look the person in the eyes, say hello, and introduce yourself to the person. If the person extends their hand back to you and introduces himself or herself, you are more than halfway through the awkwardness. After the person extends his or her hand and tells you his or her name, the awkward part is over. The next part of prospecting involves pre-qualifying the contact to see if your product or service would be a good fit. The 3-2-1 system talks about how to pre-qualify contacts using FORM, and that's F-O-R-M. FORM is proprietary information at our company and part of the 3-2-1 sales training, so the details will not be disclosed on this podcast episode. The FORM contacting and prospecting system that we have at 3-2-1 is for our clients we use in our 3-2-1 sales training program. So let's just go into detail about the 20 seconds and the 5 minutes that it takes to find out if a contact is a qualified prospect. And I like to talk about the 20 seconds because that's really all it takes to really meet someone if you are in business. And that 20 seconds, as I mentioned before, now I'm sort of ad-libbing, I'm sort of going freestyle now on this podcast because I like going freestyle on the podcast episode. But the 20 seconds is so important and it's so easy to do. But I'll tell you what the hangup is about someone going out that's an attorney, that's an insurance broker, that's a CPA, especially real estate agents and loan officers. So the reason why it is so awkward for those first 20 seconds is a lot of salespeople don't believe in their product or service, and on a lesser extent, they may not believe in themselves. But here's the ultimate kicker. The salespeople who have a problem or a challenge at first with prospecting in public often do not have a sales system. See, a sales system prepares a person to start contacting and prospecting successfully because they know what the next step is going to be. So when I say sales system, I'm talking about from the very first time you walk out of the door at your house, you know, and you arrive at your office, or maybe you go someplace before you arrive at your office, at your CPA firm, at your law firm, at your insurance brokerage, at your real estate office, at your dental practice. On your way to that, to your place of business, that's when the contacting and prospecting mindset, that's when the game is on. So having a sales system allows you to say, okay, I'm going to contact and prospect someone on the way to work. I'm going to, you know, stop by the coffee shop. I'm going to stop by maybe the supermarket for a bagel or for a croissant. And you're going to run into people. See, that's the thing. You're a salesperson is going to see people out in public. There's no avoiding it. You're not the only person out if you live in Chicago. You're not the only person out in public if you live in New York City or Los Angeles or Seattle or St. Louis, Missouri or Tampa, Florida. There are hundreds of thousands of people that are out the same time you are. So again, having that sales system where you can see the beginning, which is the contacting stage, and you know what the prospecting stage is like. I just talked about form, you know, which I can't really get into on this podcast. You know what the appointment setting process looks like if you're using a sales system. And then finally, you know how to close using the 3-2-1 sales system. And I have to tell you, the closing part of a sales system, especially the 3-2-1 sales system, is not what you think it is. It's not what traditional closing is all about. You may have heard, you know, some of these old videos where the guy goes, ABC, always be closing. That's not what professional closing is about. So again, when you're out in public and you're around all these people, it could be, you know, 10 people in line at your local coffee shop. It could be a business owner at the bank where there's a line and you have at least maybe, you know, 5 to 8 minutes before either one of you will see the teller. You could be at a restaurant, you know, maybe eating by yourself at lunch, and there's another person eating by himself or herself at the same restaurant. And what I like to tell people, and this is part of the contacting and prospecting approach, when you make eye contact with someone out in public, and that eye contact is not like, why are you looking at me? Don't look at me. Or, you know, maybe the person rolls their eyes. Okay, that's probably not someone that you're going to make contact with. So that's like rare. That's like if you're a business owner and they're a business owner, it's rare for someone not to want to make contact with you. And it's also rare for someone to get ugly out in public. I don't want to talk to you. Because see, the thing is, business owners, that's what we do. Business owners make contact with other business owners. Salespeople make contact with business owners. Salespeople make contact with individuals out in public if that individual is not a business owner. It's a common, it's like a common way that we communicate, especially here in North America. I'm talking about, Canada and the United States and maybe even Mexico. It's common. That's what we do. People are attracted to people in that manner, especially when two people are in business. And one business owner is probably thinking, what does he do for a living? Another business owner may say, she might be an attorney, or gosh, you know, the t-shirt or the polo shirt or the business shirt says Dr. Ramirez. Oh, that person's a doctor. Well, the work has been done in a great way if the person's shirt says, or their jacket, or, you know, their polo shirt says Dr. Ramirez. So that contacting part, when you're sitting in public, has already begun, and it's called the nonverbal communication. So when you're sitting close to someone, or if you're standing behind someone or in front of someone, that nonverbal communication part has already started. And it started because that person sees you out and about in business clothes, and that person is already forming a great impression of you, because obviously if you're in a suit and a tie, or if you're wearing a business skirt, you know, for women, and you look like, you know, you're on the way, you're like, it looks like you're on your way to go someplace, that's a nonverbal that's already been done. So you can check that part off in your mind, that this person is probably approachable. You know, so that 20 seconds that I'm talking about, that's when, like I mentioned, that where you have to, you know, when you make that eye contact, or you see something that you like, I always like to tell salespeople and business owners, you know, give people some props. Tell a person he or she looks nice, or that suit looks nice, or that car looks nice when that person is getting out of that car, or their hairstyle, you know, looks nice. If it's women talking to women, or if it's a guy talking to a woman, or it's a woman talking to a guy, it's okay to say, hey, you know what? Your hair looks nice, you know, or your shoes look nice, or how do you like that Tesla? That's what salespeople do. And unfortunately, social media has stripped that away from like the arsenal of tools that salespeople, you know, used to use, the things that salespeople used to say. Social media has stripped that away. I think it's so bad that people are putting all their hope and trust into social media as they stand by thousands of people per day, hoping that social media is going to give them their next business client or their next customer. It's just a shame. And I'm sorry I went there on this podcast episode, but I think it's a shame. So 20 seconds of saying hello to people. So it only takes 20 seconds. So when you're out there and you see someone that you want to connect with, you know, and plus our society today is a friendly society, especially for business owners. So if you're out there, what you want to say is, hi, my name is Bob, or hi, my name is Maria. That is a great icebreaker. Or, hi, my name is Bob, what's your name? You know, so that 20 seconds, that's the contacting part. Because after you make contact, you know, that person that Bob talks to is going to say, hey, my name is Glenn, or my name is Pedro. That's what they're going to say. They might even say, my name is Pedro Lopez. And they may even say, my name is Pedro Lopez. I'm the sales manager at the Tesla dealership, or my name is Glenn Williams, and I own ABC Real Estate Brokerage. People do that. That's what they do. They like to do it. Talk to a lot of people and let them do what they like to do. Okay, so the next part is, like I said, it's the prospecting part. And like I said, form. So F stands for family. O stands for occupation. R stands for recreation, what that person likes to do for fun. And M stands for message. And M is the most important part of form, because that's when you get to introduce, you know, to Pedro or to Helen, what you do for a living. There's a way to do it. There's a professional way of telling or communicating what you do to that person that you just met. And that's the part that I can't go over on this podcast episode. So in closing, I hope This episode will be useful to small business owners on a mission to improve their contacting and prospecting skills. And I hope that everyone considers 321 sales training and business development services when it comes to learning how to contact and how to prospect and why it only takes 20 seconds and 5 minutes to tell or to learn or to determine if the person that you just met is going to be a good prospect so that you can move forward to the appointment setting stage. So then you can move forward to when you meet with them at the appointment, you can use the 3-2-1 closing strategy. So anyway, if this podcast speaks to a concern or situation you might be going through right now, and I know a lot of people are going through the struggle of how to contact and prospect, please don't hesitate to call me at 833-321-3212. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.